What's going on, guys? This is MMA Complex. My name is Josh.
And I'm James.
And we are back. It is, what's the day? The 7th?
January 7th, yeah.
January 7th, 2020, the new year.
Jeez.
Brand new year, brand new wars, brand new fights, all that.
And the first episode of the new year.
Yeah, first episode of the new year. We tried to get one out before the end of the year, and we weren't able to get one out, but, you know, it is what it is. So we're back. Damn, we're both like freaking exhausted, aren't we?
Yeah.
Me is just like work, lack of sleep, stress, all that, whatever. You know, just it was nothing big. But yeah. You, I don't know what's going on with you.
Yeah, I just feel fatigued for the past couple of days. I don't know what it is, but
you're not sick because you.
Yeah, I just got over a cold.
You just got over a cold.
Yeah. I don't know what it is, man. I'm just gonna see a doctor and see what's up.
Yeah,
just feel like I'm drunk.
How it feels like lightheadedness,
lightheaded,
huh?
Fatigue. I'm tired, but I'm not sleepy.
And you're getting enough sleep, which. If anybody listened to the show way back, I mean, you used to get like 3 hours max, yeah, max 4 hours yeah. max.
I'm getting
now
up
you're
there
averaging
in
like
age.
Seven, eight,
seven, yeah, about is, seven and a half, yeah, which yeah. is great.
No supplements either to make you go
nah,
to sleep.
Man,
no,
like it's the one thing I look forward to the most is sleeping.
Yeah, me too.
I absolutely love sleeping.
I do too. But it I. Sometimes it's like I look forward to it, and when the time finally comes, I'm so still like kind of like in like my mind's still racing that it takes forever for me to just completely
yeah.
shut
yeah,
down.
I hate when I'm like
it's
really
hard for me
sleepy,
to shut down,
and then when you actually lay down, like you're wide awake.
Yeah, yeah, and then I for me have to like drug myself a little bit.
I put a podcast on. I look up the most boring thing I can listen, and it puts me to sleep.
No, I think about like. I think about having to wake up at a certain time or
yeah, so I do that sometimes too.
Yeah,
I have to work early the next day.
Yeah,
I want the hours.
And I want to spend enough time at home with the family, so I have to like you know really think about like plan my day, and then I think that adds to me not really just letting myself relax. Mm. I don't know, but on my days off, I usually catch up on sleep. Like tonight, I'll probably knock out once I get home. Really, when I get home and settled and all that, I'll probably be out all night. I'll probably get a good portion of sleep.
You're going to Disney
too.
Tomorrow, so.
Yeah, I'm probably going to go to Disney like in the afternoon, probably like around 3.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just for a few hours, nothing big.
Cool.
But yeah.
How was New Year, man?
New Year, I was working, brought the family to work type of thing.
So everybody got to meet Julian?
Yeah. A good portion of the people got to meet him. It was a good time. It was chill. Until time. I mean, I don't think I really talked about it, but I work in hospitality, so I'm like a you know manager at a hotel. So it's a fairly big one, and it was for New Year's, even the day before and day after, it was pretty chill. It's been pretty chill since, too. So.
Were you able to go to the room and celebrate with them?
They came down. We went to the bar area, got some champagne and all that, and then one of the bar managers brought some champagne out, and then Julian, the baby, you know, my baby was asleep, but yeah, this came down real quick, said Happy New Year, and then they went back up, and then I went back to work, and
cool, man.
Kind of just hung out with whoever was there, and then that was it. It was just chill.
It's awesome.
For the most part. What'd you end up doing?
I went to my girlfriend's uncle's house, which is...
They have like a big family type of gathering, don't they?
For Christmas, they do. For New Year's, it's kind of just them, but...
Yeah.
Kind of dull,
yeah.
I'll be honest, they just sit down and watch movies. That's all they do.
They just sit down and watch movies.
Yeah,
yeah. That's awful. What movie?
It was I forget what it was, but it was really good. It was about like the Jews that they were living in the forest.
Defiance.
I think so. Yeah, they're like Jews that hiding from the Germans, but they were living in the forest, like a big community of them.
Was it Daniel Craig, James Bond?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, James Bond's in the, yeah.
Okay, The Defiance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was really good.
That's a good movie. It's a little older movie. That's like 2008.
Oh. Yeah, I never seen it before.
Yeah.
They threw it on.
I mean, not that old, but it's good. It's a good one.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. And that's basically it. We just ate and just...
That's a random movie. It's
yeah. It wasn't the best, but, you know, when we were younger, we went to parties and stuff, but yeah, at our age, it's like I'd rather just be indoors.
Yeah, at a certain time, certain age, it started to be indoors, maybe a smaller kind of gathering. Yeah. Was at most, last few years have just been chill.
Yeah,
at home. Or
I don't really look forward to it, to be honest.
No, Christmas, Thanksgiving are like the holidays I look forward to the most.
Yeah,
mostly Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
and then New Year's is like, man, I could take it or leave it. It's like,
yeah, same go. Here.
You want to do something because it is a big moment. It's a new year and all that. New decade, kind of in a way. But
yeah,
yeah, it's not that big of a deal around.
No,
not that at this
especially
point.
At our
age and our lives now at the moment. Yeah, it's not a big deal anymore.
Mm. I mean, by 9:30, I hit a pretty big wall.
Yeah,
and like. I was like, damn. I was like looking at my watch the whole time. I was like, come on, this is going to be really nice. I can get that out of here.
That was even me for Christmas. Christmas, I was like, it was like 9:30, 10. Yeah, and yeah, I was like,
I hit a wall.
I got to sleep. I want to go to sleep right now.
Yeah. I ended up like sleeping at her house that night. But yeah. Did we talk about Star Wars? Yeah, we did already, huh? The Rise of Skywalker?
I don't think on camera. We haven't talked about it.
Oh.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah, spoiler alert, so if you guys don't want to listen.
Yeah, I enjoyed it a lot. I thought they tried to do a lot, and I don't think they needed to do as much.
I agree.
I think they could have left a lot of stuff out, maybe focused on developing certain parts of the story a little bit more and not try to cram all these things in and try to, you know, I think they listened to the fans' criticism a little bit too much going into this one from the last one. Trying to answer all their questions.
There was way too much like jumping around for the missions.
It was super fast paced. That was I think the biggest thing. It was super fast paced.
It reminded me of like a Super Mario Part 3 where they have to get like they go to like one planet to get an item.
Yeah.
And then they have to go to another and then
It started out really cool though. It started out really good. Really like Kylo Ren and then you know, battling, taking all of these guys by himself, basically.
Oh, yeah, and it was
because of Palpatine.
The Sith's palace or whatever.
Yeah, and then you have Poe and Finn and all them, space jumping. Like, they're doing they're blasting from certain areas, trying to get away. I don't know what they're doing. The whole time, I'm like, okay, that's going to be in Star Tours. That one's going to be in Star Tours. That's gonna be in Star Tours.
Oh my God. Like, that's funny.
I was like, that one's that's a good one for Star Tours. That'll be a good one. Because they go to like five different like parts of the universe in like the span of a minute.
Yeah,
and I'm like, oh, okay.
Now, this is the one thing that bothered me the most. Maybe because I don't know. It really like bothered me. But at the end of the day, I enjoyed it. But I hated the fact that Rey kind of adopted the Skywalker name, and that's why she was the rise of the Skywalker that they were referring to.
Yeah, like she, yeah, because she didn't. Yeah,
she was.
She denounced her lineage.
Yeah,
which is Palpatine, and
she took over the Skywalker
and
name,
kind of like adopted the Skywalker name.
Yeah,
yeah.
Which
did they need to do that? No, they didn't.
I hated that because
they didn't even need to make her a Palpatine, really. They didn't need to. They could have left her as, you know, just this powerful orphan.
Yeah.
You know? But I did, but I seen with their logic where they wanted to do, you know, Kylo, you know, Ben Solo chose evil and he was like, you know, did
good
lineage. And then
kind of like Anakin.
Yeah. And then Palpatine's a granddaughter who comes from like the worst Sith
bloodline
ever chose good. And I could see, you know, the contrast of that and how they wanted to play that off. And then their whole like kind of like relationship at the end where it kind of like culminates where they kiss and all. I'm like, it threw a lot of people off, but honestly, like looking back and especially watching Last Jedi again, they kind of do set it up. They have like this back and forth.
Yeah, like, love and hate relationship.
Love and hate type of relationship.
Yeah, they do.
And like attraction to each other.
Yeah. Because they don't really, they can kill each other at certainly in Return of the Jedi. He could have, Kylo could have killed Rey, Rey could have killed Kylo, but he never did.
Yeah, and then almost like underlying flirtation, and even like when the scene where Kylo has his shirt off in Last Jedi, I'm like, now I see it kind of being a little bit on purpose. I'm like, okay, and then
they're planting those seeds.
Yeah, and then, I mean, it was for me, it was just trying to do too much. It was like, I think even like the last scene of her killing Palpatine, I thought could have been a little bit more epic. Like she could have used a double lightsaber to push back his force lightning and I would have liked to have as she's doing that, as she's pushing everything back, like have like the voices of like all the Jedi really, really go into her mind, and you hear them all, and then
release the power.
Like the power, almost like a freaking Dragon Ball Z Kamehameha type of thing.
Yeah.
And it didn't give me chills when she killed him. Like, it was cool, but I thought it could have been like, it could have gave me chills, and it didn't.
Yeah.
But everything else was. It wasn't a bad movie. It wasn't a bad movie.
No, it wasn't bad.
Did you hear Luke Thomas's friggin' thing? His rant? Oh, he went off.
He watched it?
Yeah. And he's a big Star Wars fan, but he's a little too over. He's overreacting. I mean, he's acting like basically it was the end of the world. I'm like, come on, man. Like, not that big of a deal. Yeah. It wasn't that bad of a movie. Yeah. And then, like,
I loved it.
I liked it too.
I was at the edge of my seat the whole time. Yeah. I enjoyed it.
It was fun.
Yeah, it was a fun movie.
Yeah.
I just thought too, like, there was way too many like planets. This is just maybe collect one item and get to the point instead of going. And then I didn't like the Skywalker thing, just because I felt like Anakin's or Darth Vader, he did everything in vain because he did
in a lot of ways. Yeah, they.
So who was? I mean, so the whole prophecy. I mean, the whole prophecy of him being the chosen one was. Wasn't true.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It kind of like...
Was it Rey at the end? Is that what they're trying to get at?
Maybe.
Rey and at the end? I don't know.
But, yeah. I don't know. I just didn't like that.
Yeah. I just didn't like the pacing of it. I thought they could have slowed it down.
And they didn't like really explain...
No, they didn't.
Why he came back.
No, they didn't. And supposedly, I think they even talked to one of the directors... Or the editors, at least either that worked on it or closely related to it, that they had scenes of explaining everything, and that they, for timing and theatrical release, they chose to cut it out. Now there are also rumors that there is going to be an extended version on like a Disney Plus type of thing. They're going to put an extended version of it out. I hope so.
Me too.
I think if you're not going to do a two-part movie and you're going to cram that much stuff in it, then make it a three-and-a-half-hour movie. I don't care. Just as long as you get everything that you need to in there. People will stay there and watch.
I'm one of them.
Yeah. I enjoyed it. I thought Rey looked, it was hot. Rey was back. I thought she looked freaking great.
So she looked amazing.
Yeah. I thought all the characters got their kind of like their shine and their story were like...
Now, did Carrie Fisher actually play that movie?
No, I think she had scenes left over from Last Jedi that they used. They just cut that into it, which I thought looked really good and it kind of fit with the movie. But I thought the characters finally got... like they got a lot of their... They worked... It was like the first movie where they were all together.
Mm-hmm.
They all worked together. They all had like this...
Yeah, it was fun seeing Rey, Poe.
Yeah, and we didn't get Finn. That. We didn't really get to see that towards the end in this movie, which was kind of like we wish that we would have had it in the other.
And
movie.
We threw people off. I think people wanted Poe and Rey to be together.
And so it didn't happen.
Kylo Ren, it was like what?
Yeah, and you could kind of see it. Not they never really had any interaction, and it was like, which is fine. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, and then. So seeing how everything ended, seeing Rey with a yellow lightsaber, which is a thing in Star Wars universe, I guess it's like the Jedi guards have yellow lightsabers. I thought it was cool. I thought she had a double lightsaber. I would have actually liked her to have had a double lightsaber. Yeah. It looked like her handle was a double lightsaber. Because she has that staff that she uses. So it'd have been it's appropriate for her. But I liked it. I liked the movie overall. I thought it had a lot of good moments. There's a lot of moments that really didn't. I mean, didn't have an explanation for how Palpatine had an entire fleet of Star Destroyers and staff and engineers and fuel. Like, I don't know. How do you, you know?
Yeah, a lot of those things are head scratches for sure.
You're not, it just looks cool.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, it's us as Star Wars fans nitpicking.
Yeah.
But.
And so watching that movie, in a nutshell, watching that movie, going back and watching the others, I really enjoy this trilogy. I think it's a really solid trilogy. I think the solid movies, I think it'll age really well. I think it's the second best after the originals. Mm. And I think it's gotten a lot of criticism. I think maybe because of the state of the internet nowadays, but it's still a better trilogy.
I think nowadays people are going to hate whatever.
Yeah. And it's definitely a better trilogy than the prequels, for sure.
By far.
And
bar none.
And a really good set of movies. Like I didn't like Last Jedi my first time around, mainly because it didn't give me what I wanted. But now that I got what I wanted, I guess, in a way, going back and seeing how it all plays out, how it all progresses, the story progresses, that movie is a really solid movie. Like,
yeah, you know what? I felt the same way. I haven't seen The Last Jedi until I rewatched it. And I rewatched The Force Awakens and The Last Jedi before I watched The Rise of Skywalker.
But have you watched it since? Have you gone back to watch it again?
Like, no, but when I watched it, before I watched The Rise of Skywalker, I told myself, this isn't a bad movie.
No, it's not.
The ending is like, it's the ending that, like, I hate the ending.
What happened in there?
With Luke, like, using the Force to, like...
Oh, and he dies? Yeah.
And I like when Leia was in space floating. I hated that.
Yeah, I think the way they shot it, I think, could have been a lot better. It looked very, like, she was stiff, and it was just, like, floating. In concept wise, her floating and then like using the Force like to keep her alive and then pulling her back into the ship was actually a pretty cool concept because it was the first time we really got to see Leia use any type of Force power. But her like displaying it in that way, it wasn't cool. It was kind of corny, cheesy.
And I wished what I loved about the Rise of Skywalker is that Kylo Ren got his mask back.
Yeah,
and with The Last Jedi, he's maskless.
Yeah.
And I hate that.
I've watched The Last Jedi since probably like 2 or 3 times already. And Force Awakens. I watched them back to back the other day. And then, like, I just like that. That whole fight scene in Snoke's room is just freaking epic.
Right when they kill Snoke. That's another thing that I hated. They killed him so fast.
They killed him so fast. And there are warranted criticism for, like, Last Jedi, where they didn't give us a Snoke, anything on Snoke. They didn't answer a lot of the questions that they gave us were kind of like answers that they gave us were a little flat in terms of like raised as an orphan, blah, 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 forget it. But because it wasn't really what we wanted. And there's some plot stuff like with the whole casino scene, which isn't as bad rewatching it. It kind of it goes by pretty quick.
Yeah.
Kind of dragged the first time around. But the whole like Laura Dern and where she turns the ship and she does the warp speed
through the ships. Yeah.
That's a freaking epic. That's probably one of the most epic.
Yeah.
Like scenes, like suicides in the Star Wars universe. That was badass.
Yeah, that was badass. But yeah, I just wish he would have wore the mask.
I
just love the way he sounds.
I think they just try to do away with the old and in with the new, like a little too soon, and then they didn't like add too much. They were lacking a little bit in the fan stuff, but the pace of the movie, the direction, the action, the drama, that movie had scenes where it gave me kind of like chills. And it got me excited, whereas this one was almost so much in it I didn't have time to absorb anything, because like they kill Chewbacca and then they bring him back and then
He never died, huh?
He never died, and then it's like, you know, I did like the way they killed off Leia, though. I thought it was kind of good. I didn't mind it. And then when they went and...
When
Chewie's reaction?
Yeah, when Leia died. When he fell to his knees, that got me.
Yeah, I didn't. Me. I thought it was. You know which one that got me more was Han's death, because it felt felt genuine.
Yeah,
it felt like
when we. I think we saw that together.
Yeah, but no, not his death so much as terms of like him dying, but if we're talking about Chewie's reaction, I felt more emotion, I think, in Chewie's reaction for Han's death than I did for Leia's death.
Yeah.
Because it seemed like, because he did that whole yell, and he's like, no, type of thing, and then he just went off and started blasting people, and then planted the bombs, and then set them off. Like, even though his best friend just died, and long time, shipmate, he still finished the mission. He got like a little bit of payback, and then so it was good. It let out a yell, and then I think on this one, I thought it was a little bit too much in terms of his sadness. I thought it was
You know what? Going back, you're right, huh? Because he was never really close to her, no?
Like, he was close to her, but...
Maybe it was because...
I never seen that type of reaction from Chewie.
Maybe because,
It just threw me off. I think it threw me off.
She was the last person that that reminded him of him?
Yeah, I felt bad for him because it was the last... Basically, the last...
Of that group.
Of that group.
Yeah, because Luke died, Leia died.
I think Han died, and I think that was I think they had that reaction for him because it was, that's where I justified it in my mind was like his reaction. I was like, okay, I thought it was a little bit too much, but it doesn't make sense because one, he was close to he was close to Leia, but it's also, she was the last of the group. And then he was just like, fuck, another one type of thing. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, no, they're all gone. I'm left. I'm the last one. I did like that they gave him his medal. Because it it didn't hit me at first, the medal that they gave him, but it was because at the end of New Hope, he was the only one that didn't get a medal. The droids didn't get a medal and he didn't get a medal, but Han and Luke got medals.
Yeah.
And then they finally gave him his medal.
His medal, yeah.
Yeah, which I thought was cool. The one part I did like was they had, what's his name? The X-Wing pilot,
The fat dude?
No, the other one.
Poe?
No, not Poe. From the original series.
Oh, the black dude. No.
No, not the black dude. God.
From the original series?
Was yeah.
A human or alien?
Human. He made an appearance. He was like one of the long time running X-Wing pilots. I don't know why I'm blanking on the name. It's really killing me right now.
Was that one white old man?
Yeah.
He
was in the original series. Yeah. He was a longtime pilot. I don't know why I'm blanking on the name. It's really killing me right now.
Oh my God. Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't know. But I do know what you're talking about.
It's going to hit me after the show.
Because Poe was talking to him the whole time.
Yeah, but they because they brought a lot of ships back. They brought there's a ton of ships on both sides, and then they had a lot of people old, from the original series, all just coming back.
Yeah, because all the planets didn't want to be involved with the war.
Yeah,
and they finally came to rescue them, and I don't know.
I know I'm blanking on names, really killing me. Whatever, they brought him back, which I liked that part. I was like, and he looked good. He just had gray hair. He looked good though. That's Ewan McGregor's uncle.
Wow.
Yeah, his uncle was in the original series, and he was one of the main X-wing pilots the whole series. I'm blanking on the name. Star Wars fans know what I'm talking about.
People are probably cussing now, trying to give you the name.
But Ewan McGregor, that's actually Ewan McGregor's real life uncle.
Crazy.
And then he ends up being in the same Star Wars universe too, which is kind of cool.
That's cool.
But yeah, I loved it. I loved the series. I loved the trilogy. Everything as a whole. Yeah, the ending tried to do a lot, almost too much, but it was really good. And there's still a lot of good moments. And dialogue wasn't cheesy. It was just them. I think the only issue for me was them trying to do too much. Too much.
Yeah.
That was it. Try to cram too much.
Yeah.
Aside from that, this trilogy as a whole, once you watch it all together, everything you see it all play out, It's actually a really good trilogy. Some really good moments in it. And honestly, I think it closed out the whole saga pretty well, I think, in a way, as a whole.
Skywalker saga.
Yeah. And it's still, honestly, even the prequels, I know they get a lot of hate. And even now, they're not that watchable, mm-hmm. like, all the way through. I can't just sit and just enjoy them all the way through. Like, these, I can. The originals, I can. The prequels, even though they have, like, a lot of really good moments, are still probably the bottom tier of the movies.
Yeah.
And then the Star Wars saga in between with Han, with Solo movie, which I thought was really good. Rogue One, I thought was really good.
Great
movie. All in all, that whole set of the movies that we've had over the last 40 years or whatever, it's been just amazing.
I'm back doing my timeline, so I'm halfway done with Clone Wars, and I finally watched Revenge of the Sith. Once I'm done with this, I think I need 16 more episodes to go.
That's cool. A lot. I haven't bothered to watch the TV series, but why not?
Well, what they have it on, the order they have it on Disney Plus is it's not the correct order to watch it. I have a list on StarWars.com on how to watch them in order.
So rumors are the next set of movies are the Old Republic. They're gonna go back. They're gonna do Old Republic stuff
before the Senate.
Yeah. They're going to do, like, old Jedi, old Republic stuff when Jedis were at the height of their power and all that. They're going to do all that. I think that's a cool concept. I wouldn't mind that. Also, I wouldn't mind future stuff. I mean, either way. I wouldn't mind either one. And then the TV series, Obi-Wan and all that. You know, I think Cassian from Rogue One's getting his own. They're developing a bunch of stuff, which I think is quite cool. So that's a big Star Wars rant right there that we had. Love it. Love it. Big time Star Wars. I'm playing Battlefront 2, which is a freaking amazing game. I love it. It's so good. Fights? I think... Oh, let's get to some MMA. This is an MMA podcast, so let's get to some MMA real quick. It's not a whole lot. It's been kind of quiet since the new year. We're all gearing up for Conor McGregor Cowboy.
Oof. That's coming up pretty quick.
You had Fedor and Rampage not that long ago. I mean, touch on that. Rampage, I think, hit it on. You need to lose weight. You need to get back in shape, especially if you're going to keep fighting. You can't. He looked the fattest he's ever looked. Fedor, he's still doing his thing. He looked light on his feet. He looked good. I still don't think he can't take a punch. He's still not Fedor, but he's still able to compete. And I think it might be one of his last fights. I think for him.
I mean, he should just end it now. Why not? They both should end it.
They think they should both end it. I mean, it wasn't much of a fight. The outcome, I think, got a lot of criticism, but it was more of, I think, just Rampage not being motivated, taking a hard shot, getting rocked, but also, you know, calling it a day early. I think he did probably, instead of like fighting back and try to battle back, he doesn't have it in him. He doesn't have it in him to really do that anymore, especially in his condition or the shape he's in. It's horrible.
Bellator's coming up.
Bellator's coming up.
Be there
25th,
and they added
January
4th. Yeah, Henry Corrales.
Henry Corrales versus Archuleta, which I thought was great.
And I think Aaron Pico's on the card too, right?
Aaron Pico's on the card. Julia Budd, Cyborg is the main event. It's gonna be a great card. That one's coming up soon. Before then, we have Cowboy and Cerrone, which we're looking forward to. They made a couple of fights official. Most notably, probably Israel and Yoel Romero official. But aside from that, not a whole lot. Huh.
No, man. I think everything's gearing up to that McGregor and Cowboy fight.
Yeah.
And then we'll be there at the Bellator fight on the 25th. So
Kayla Harrison getting the $1 million prize and winning PFL.
PFL, yeah.
I don't know if there's anything coming up this weekend. Is there anything coming up this weekend? Not UFC. I know that. Ryzen had their card. Nothing big on that card.
I think one has a card on the 10th.
Uh-huh. That's about it, huh?
And then Alafi has a card, and then that's about it.
Yeah.
No, okay. just one card this weekend. That's just the one card. Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Just one. And then next weekend is Alafi card, and the following weekend is the UFC card. So yeah, cool. Just one fight card this weekend.
Cool.
Really quiet. So I'm kind of glad we talked about Star Wars to get the bulk of this podcast.
And we didn't even get into depth about it. We could do a whole podcast and just
I think we should.
Yeah, we should. But yeah, yeah. This is a good movie. Loved it.
Yeah.
All in all, that's it. We'll get back to you pretty soon, probably next week. Hopefully a guest. And then...
For sure, for the events, we'll bring some great coverage there.
And then I think we'll cover Cowboy, and we'll break down Cowboy and Connor next week.
Yeah, I think we might just come over your place. We can just do what we did last time.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to probably watch it here, a viewing, and then we're going to do a podcast breaking it down before.
Yeah.
So we'll see you guys next week.
All right, guys.